best of original music composed for films, television, and video games, this is Cinematic Sound.
To our continuing 14th anniversary celebration here at cinematicsound.net as we are presenting the top 14 re-recordings of all time. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. We now move on to our number 6 re-recording of all time, and it comes from the 2007 release of the complete score to the 1940 swashbuckler The Seahawk, with original score composed by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. Now, a little bit of history about the film first before we get into the recording. Back in 1935, after completing the sound remake of Captain Blood, Warner Brothers decided to follow that successful venture with another Raphael Sabatini sea story to star the screen's newest swashbuckler, Errol Flynn. The Seahawk was a logical choice. Instead of moving ahead with production plans for The Seahawk, the Warner's executives decided to go with another big-budget Errol Flynn film, The Adventures of Robin Hood in 1938. In the summer of 1939, The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex, starring Bette Davis and Flynn, finished filming, and then the plan was to begin work shortly thereafter on The Seahawk. Well, on July 17, 1940, The Seahawk was finally completed and released. It ran at 2 hours and 6 minutes, and on its first run release, with that length intact, people loved the film, praised the production in general, and the action sequences specifically, and of course, they all loved Errol Flynn. Now, the British release prints of The Seahawk actually contained a closing speech by Elizabeth that was longer than the one included on the American version. In part, the Queen speaks of preparing the nation for war. Now, when The Seahawk opened in theaters in 1940, of course, there wasn't a commercial album release. There really wasn't any soundtrack releases at that time. It wasn't until 22 years later did a portion of the score find its way onto record. A single long-playing vinyl recording called Music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold contained 6 minutes and 23 seconds of music from The Seahawk as part of an anthology of Korngold's scores. The Warner Brothers album, recorded in Munich, Germany in August of 1961, was conducted by Lionel Newman and produced by George Korngold, who used the actual orchestral parts for the 1940 studio sessions. 10 years later, conductor Charles Gerhardt and producer George Korngold included a lengthy suite of music from The Seahawk, newly recorded, in RCA's initial album in their Classic Film Scores series, which was called The Seahawk, The Classic Film Scores of Eric Wolfgang Korngold. From then on, over the years, more of the music became available, whether it was fragments of the original soundtrack recording on a Warner Brothers compilation or re-recordings of the score in condensed form. Back in 2005, and the album that we're going to play for you was actually released in 2007, the team of John Morgan and William Stromberg, along with Anabon, Naxos Records, and the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, recorded for the very first time the entire 1 hour and 46 minute score to The Seahawk and presented it on 2 breathtaking CDs using the original orchestrations. Now, John Morgan and William Stromberg have been restoring and recording classic film scores for Naxos and most recently for their own label, Tribute Film Classic, since the 90s, and the pair are also accomplished composers as well. The decision to record The Seahawk came after the recording of Naxos's complete score for Eric Wolfgang Korngold's The Adventures of Robin Hood. They knew after those sessions that the Moscow Symphony was up to the task of handling one of the busiest and difficult scores ever composed, so a few years later, they recorded The Seahawk. Korngold's score was his last historical swashbuckling epic and is considered one of the finest scores ever composed. It's heroic, dashing, energetic, and downright fun. It's the quintessential swashbuckling score with at least 12 main themes and many more small motifs and themes sprinkled throughout the score, including the brilliant love theme heard in its complete form in the track called The Rose Garden, and we'll feature that track for you during our suite. By the way, Deception should not be forgotten. The complete score for that film is available on this album for the very first time and actually plays really well. It contains a beautiful theme, wonderful cello solos. It's haunting and mysterious music. The original trailer music and the original cello concerto is also on this album. It's a very nice bookend to this fantastic, lavish 2-CD set. This album was recorded at Moss Film Studios in Moscow, Russia, in 2005. The score was recorded by Gennady Papin, with score restoration by John Morgan, with William Stromberg conducting the Moscow Symphony Orchestra. And now I'm very pleased to present music from our number 6 re-recording of all time. It's Eric Wolfgang Korngold's The Seahawk.